Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Hope it's treating you good. We're certainly going to. Got your host, James J. behind the mic at 8:04. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Our head of production, Seth Habager.
Good morning.
And our head of everything else, all of you. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody, the best listeners of radio. We appreciate you being here. We got a lot of fun things in store for you, like our weather with our good friend Brittany. Brittany, how you doing?
Good morning. I love how you say, good morning, Wisconsin, good morning, world. I want to be like, good morning, wild weather.
Yes, yeah.
Nice.
Brittany, how you doing this morning?
I'm still freezing.
Yeah, yeah. My brain hasn't unthawed yet. I give it another half an hour or so, and it should be working. It should be working by then. I have a question for you, and actually for Melissa and Seth as well, real quick, because we don't want to keep you too long. But how often in the day, especially this time of year, do you thank inanimate objects? Because I spent a good minute or two this morning thanking my Jeep for starting. Like, but I'm just sitting there in my Jeep, just like, man, Blue, thank you. Thank you. You're a good guy. Right? You're a good guy, Blue. You're good. You're a good guy. You're just, like, actually talking to it like it's a living, breathing thing and almost waiting for it to respond back. Like, it went a little far. It went a little far. But we do thank inanimate objects a lot this time of year, the snowblowers, things like that.
Oh, it's true.
Do you find yourself doing that, Brittany?
Absolutely. I'm always thanking my Jeep, 100%. She's a little old at this point, and she's been through a really rough winter. So every time she cranks and turns over, I'm excited.
Yes. As a fellow Jeep owner, yeah. I'll tell you. I feel exactly what you're saying there.
They don't seem to like the cold, do they?
No.
No, they really don't.
No.
They don't go well.
Brittany, are our Jeeps going to enjoy the afternoon? How's it looking temperatures-wise?
They're going to start to slowly enjoy it. Right now, our winds are still whipping up to 20 miles an hour, so our wind chills are dragged down to 20 below in Wisconsin Rapids. As we go through the afternoon, though, our actual highs will hit 9 degrees. I think with the winds calming down a little bit this afternoon and into the evening hours, we'll actually start to feel like near zero. So that's like a 20-degree warm-up throughout the afternoon.
That's true, yeah.
What we feel, right? So I think the cars will be happy. We'll be a little bit happy. The clouds, now, those act as blankets. So welcome them. Every time you see a cloud, tell it to stick around because it's going to keep us warmer.
Talk to more inanimate objects.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, those are animate, actually.
Still, we get the point.
They don't answer back. Yeah.
So, yes, welcome in the clouds as we go through tonight into tomorrow. We'll actually potentially feel our high temperatures tomorrow of 12 degrees. Friday, we'll hit high of 11, but the winds start to whip again, and unfortunately, as we go into the weekend, more sunshine, still some cold, but by next week, we're looking at highs into the 30s by Monday, maybe even pushing 40 by the middle of the week, which
wow.
is wild.
That's wild.
Wild Wisconsin weather.
Yeah, really is. But we are better prepared for it. Thanks to you, Brittany. We appreciate you. Thanks so much for putting up with me and for giving us a great forecast every day. We're looking forward to hanging out tomorrow.
Absolutely. Have a good day.
Have a good day. Stay safe and warm out there. Good. We'll join. Brittany will join us tomorrow in this time slot. Looking forward to that. And it's been a lot of fun working with her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good stuff on the way for you, everybody. We're coming up. We're going to get into a world record with coffee. We've got that coming up. Also got to get into the average 50-something. Has something that is kind of interesting. Taco Bell is doing some adding something to their list that's interesting, but not to Melissa. No, Melissa, I'm sorry.
Don't get her hopes up.
It's
don't
not
get
what
her
you think
up.
It is. I know. I'm sorry.
Why do you bring up Taco Bell like that?
Yeah, it's not fair. It's not fair, and it's a little funny. It's all these things coming up, and of course, we have our birthday and anniversary club right around the corner. Looking forward to that. We're going to have some celebrating going on. And we're also going to have an opportunity for you to win something today. We have MJ the Illusion, reliving the King of Pop.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
We have Michael Knight coming to town. He is going to be here on the next Thursday, January 25th.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to get you to the show. We want to get you to be able to see the show for free.
Man, mm-hmm. I was watching some YouTube videos of this man. And oh, my gosh, the moves. the moves are like,
Nailed it. Exactly.
Mm. It's remarkable.
It's the reason we use the term uncanny.
Mm-hmm.
Is because you watch Mr. Knight. Michael Knight is his name, and he's portraying Michael Jackson. And Michael, we had a great interview with him. A big shout out to Sally Kistner, who not only gave us these tickets to give to all of you out there, but set up the interview for us to talk to Michael.
Exactly.
If you didn't get a chance to hear it during Midday Magazine, what the what, man? Come on. Why? Why didn't you listen?
You can go back and listen to it now.
Yeah, that's right. You can do that. You can do that. Go ahead, check it out, civicmedia.us. We've got all of our shows podcasted there. Go back, rewind, and check it out because it's worth it. It's not only a great conversation with him, it's a great opportunity. I feel like, especially with acts you may not know that well, when you hear an interview with them or you get to know them a little bit more, it just brings the whole show more to life.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And isn't he the one that trained with Michael Jackson's like dance coach?
Yeah.
He is, yes.
He went and sought them out. He not only worked with him, but he worked with Seth Riggs, vocal trainer for Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson's longtime vocal trainer. He sought these guys out. And the thing about it that didn't come up with Michael, and I didn't want to press him on because we didn't have a ton of time, and he's such a nice guy, but he made it seem like, well, they were really nice and they were bending over backwards to help him, you know, to be there for him. Mm-hmm. He did them a favor too. Like, they saw something in him that they were like, okay, we're going to work with this guy. I'm sure that he wasn't the only Michael Jackson impersonator or tribute artist to go to them.
Mm-hmm.
But they saw something in him that was like, yeah, we'll work with this kid. We'll work with him.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing, right?
And he's coming to Rapids, baby.
I know. It's so cool.
It's going to be great. That show is coming up on January 25th. You can get your tickets at SavorTheArts.com. SavorTheArts.com. Otherwise, be listening between now and 10. We're going to give you a chance to win them.
Yeah.
You won't be able to win them around 8:45 to 9, though, because that's when we're going to be joined by our good friend from Phil Hartley of Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Yes, indeed.
Get awesome.
We always love talking with Phil, and it's going to be a lot of fun today. Let's see what new word we learned today, everybody.
Let's see what new word he's gleaned.
Yeah, yes. Nice.
From his sources, yes.
From his lexicon.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All that coming up for you. Some entertainment news in the 9 o'clock hour, along with a fun one I wanted to bring back. America's Oddest Laws.
Oh, we haven't done this in a while. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was looking in my notes, and it was about 2 years ago when we first started working together, the three of us doing this show together, that we had we did this.
Oh, wow.
We haven't had one since, and there's been some new uncovers and some new laws there. So we're going to have some fun with that in the 9 o'clock hour.
Some greatest hits, too, I'm sure, that are always fun. Yeah.
Yes. Well said. Yeah, yeah. And, of course, some Then I Write stuff, some good stories of the day, all of that coming up for you. I wanted to kick off the show. Hopefully you guys are doing all right and everything. Mm-hmm. Hope your day is starting off well.
No, I'm not.
No? I am sorry to hear that. We'll try to improve those. Try to improve that for you. We had a team meeting yesterday, and as we like to do around here, we like to let the audience look behind the curtain and all that. We hold open the curtain for you to look behind and look back there. And we had I don't know how many team. How many times this happens for people or not? Everybody's got meetings, and oftentimes in businesses, we just did a story about this last week. There's too many meetings, or there's a lot more meetings than maybe some people might think that you should have, or something like that. This is our second time really doing this, and I both times came out of it like, man, if meetings were like that, I think people would be a lot more different about it. Like, you just need radio people. That's what you need. You just need radio people, and meetings become a lot more fun, a lot more engaging,
and a lot quicker too.
Yes,
the other thing. Yeah,
we all have a to clock in our head.
Yeah, exactly. Like, let's say we're gonna get this in here. Yeah.
But I'm so jacked. I'm so excited for our audience, for our listeners, with all the things that we're working on and we have coming up. There is some great stuff coming up, you guys, and some wonderful local businesses that have decided to work with us, and we cannot wait to tell you about them and to work with them. Some old ones that have been in this area for a while and some that are new. It's also a way of bringing all this up also to encourage you guys, get on the team now. Get on the team now.
Yeah.
Join the team now. Get on our team. Call our staff, and we'll take care of you. You're not just dealing with one of the better sales and marketers in this area, because I think Ashley is top-notch and does some amazing work. You have got the resources and the talent of 80 some years of radio here between all of our people and all we have. And then you, on top of that, have the tech and the intelligence of civic media.
Right.
And the backing of that and the ability to be podcasted, to be streamed. You literally don't know who is listening to us around the world, around Wisconsin. A lot of businesses, my business is established in Wisconsin Rapids. I've been here for a while. I'm doing pretty good. I don't necessarily need to advertise here. So they go and they go to Point or they go to Wausau or something like that. So I know that we have listeners in Point, Wausau, Marshfield, Port Edwards, Nakusa, all of the above. Reach out to us. Be with our, get with our team here and everything. Not only do we reach all of those markets, but we're a market that you can tap into. Encourage you to reach out to our staff, 424-1300, give Pam a call, and she'll get you in touch with Ashley, and we'll get you on the team. We'll get you a jersey, too. No, wait, there's no jerseys. No jerseys.
We do have t-shirts, though.
I keep trying to push that. I keep like, Sage, we should all have jerseys. He's like, what are you talking about? We're radio. Why do you keep bothering me? Why?
Yeah, I'm a busy man.
You and all these show ideas and all this stuff. And I'm not promoting your Simpsons show. I'm not.
It's because he's smart.
Yeah, yeah, he makes wise business decisions.
Don't blame me for trying, though.
That's true.
You gotta try.
Passion project.
This guy had a passion project. A guy in Germany broke a world record. We're going to talk about it. Catch me. This is one of those records, too, that I think a lot of us may want to break and may not. A guy in Germany broke a world record by chugging a full cup of coffee in 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Was it hot?
We'll see. We'll see.
Okay.
His name is Felix von Melbourne, and his official time was 3.12 seconds, so 3.12.
Okay.
He did it in September, but Guinness just posted the footage after confirming the record. It's hard to tell if it was still hot when he chugged it. A few sources claim it was, but the Guinness website doesn't mention that being a requirement.
Right.
I would hope not.
I hope not.
The previous record was 3.17 seconds, so he only beat it by 0.05 of a second.
That's right. Woo. Shaving just a little bit of time off there, yeah.
Shaving a haircut.
Yeah.
A lot of people in Instagram comments seem to think that they could do it faster, of course. No sense of giving this man credit or anything. Let's go ahead and compete.
I can do better than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're putting that in comments, you got to back it up with a video.
Come on now.
You can't just throw that kind of stuff out there.
Yeah, come on. I want to see it.
Did it also include cream and sugar? Is my question.
Good question. I would like to actually know if it was just a plain black cup of coffee or what it was. I've got the video of it. Let's see if it'll play for us, though. My computer has not been operating the greatest right now, but I don't know if it matters or not, but the sugar part does matter to me.
Okay.
I don't know necessarily why.
So let's see. I'm just seeing plain coffee. Looks like
regular plain coffee.
No, it's black. Yep.
Okay.
Oh, plain goodness.
He drinks it. He doesn't spill any. And the thing I think that he does that's so different than, I don't know, to me at least.
Mm-hmm.
One of the comments, weird flex, but okay.
Usually people do it with beer. But I mean, coffee is a beverage.
You know, from his reaction, it looked hot to me. It looked like it was hot coffee.
It did look hot.
So yeah. I think that's part of it. So I don't know.
Maybe part of it.
Yeah.
He also, I see what his technique is. He opens his mouth as wide as he can. And usually when you're drinking, you're sipping, or you're not taking a gigantic gulp, usually.
Right.
No, you basically just dump it down your esophagus.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Try not to actually swallow because, of course, you'll grab a bunch of air when you do that, too. What if you had like a big belch after that? That'd be funny.
I don't know if it would, Seth. It'd come out as steam.
Turns into a cartoon character.
He has another world record. World's hottest burp, I guess.
Yes,
then
there we go.
Another one there.
Try beating that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Loud at the same time, and you can conquer three records right there.
All at once.
I like that. I like the idea of this, but I admit it hits a little. Like, I'm thinking of the guy who had the record broken, and it's just by tenths of seconds, you know?
Yeah.
I recently, one of the fantasy football leagues I'm in, I missed out on being in third place by 0.1 of a point.
Oh, no.
Wow.
No.
0.1. I'm looking at it. 567 to 568. 567.94 to 568.97.
Oh, man.
Just so close. That hits close to home. I like the idea too of the guy, this being a competition mm-hmm. for years. They're just trying to beat each other by tenths of seconds mm-hmm. to drink these cups of coffee. We'll take a break. We'll come back with some celebrating. How about that? We'll come back
Good
and
idea.
Do some celebrating on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. It's time to do some celebrating, and we're going to do it with all of you. Thanks so much for joining us for WFHR's Birthday and Anniversary Club.
Yeah.
It's time to do some celebrating with our favorite people, our listeners out there. We're going to do some celebrating with a bunch of great names on this list, but we need names on the list. Get them to us, everybody. info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, hit up any of our staff that way. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and do that. Direct message us on Facebook as well. That's another great way to get in touch with us.
We promise you this is a good list to be on.
Yes.
Not
yes.
a bad list. Yes. It's a good list
good
to be
list.
On. Yeah.
Very good list. Go ahead and reach out to us, and go ahead and feel free to call up and join the conversation. 424-2600, 715-424-2600. Let's go ahead and dive right in. I need a 1 through 3. Seth, give me that.
2, right. right in the middle.
Gives us a qualifier. Nicely done. So we can go right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to David Nukerchin.
Happy birthday,
happy
David.
Birthday, David.
Dave is a great guy. He's a wild guy. He's an interesting cat. He sure is. And I know he's out there doing something interesting. Dave, I hope you're having a great birthday. Enjoy your day, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Happy birthday to Paula Weber.
Happy birthday,
happy
Paula.
Happy birthday, Paula.
Always love the name Paula. Paula. Don't know why. Yeah. Can't tell you why necessarily. Just like it's a fun name. Beautiful name.
Not every Paula that I know is amazing.
Agreed. Yep. Agreed, Melissa. Yeah, same here. I granted, it's been 3 or 4 Paulas I've mm-hmm. met in my life. But yeah, also, that's one of those names I feel like should come back. Right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Know. We haven't heard a lot of Paulas.
Not like, recently,
bring
no.
that name back. That's a good name.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy your day, Paula. Hope it's a good one for you. And our qualifier, Monty Rainey.
Monty.
Happy birthday, Monty.
Happy
That's
birthday.
Also one of my favorite names.
Same. I love Monty.
I love the
Not
name
enough
Monty.
Montys in the
yes.
world.
Yes. I love that name. It's a great name. And Monty, you're our qualifier.
Excellent. Woo.
Thank you to Monty, Paula, David, everybody that got us these. I didn't realize that. Yeah.
I should have said excellent.
Nice. Oh, I didn't think of that either.
Famous Montys.
Yes. Thank you to the people who got us their mm-hmm. birthdays and anniversaries. Any of their family or friends that sent them in. Thanks so much for doing that, everybody. Keep that up. We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's dive into our celebrity list. And let's see here. Kelly Marie Tran is 35. Finn's love interest, Rose, in the Star Wars movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She did a good job.
I like her.
Yeah, I like her too. I've seen her in a couple of other things. She did a nice work.
Mm-hmm.
Calvin Harris is 40. Scottish DJ who This Is What You Came For with Rihanna and one of the many men who's had dated Taylor Swift. I didn't realize that's where that was going. I apologize. I really
that's
don't
right.
I really don't care
we
about
We don't
that,
really
so.
Catalog her dating life.
No.
We try
no,
not to.
I had
that.
No idea they even knew each other. They've even been in the same room together. I don't know.
Well, to be fair, she's dated a lot of people. So, yeah, you know, you never know.
It's
you know.
Hard to keep up. Dwayne Wade is 42. NBA superstar, Miami Heat, all-star, NBA legend, Hall of Famer, multiple-time champion, and Chicago's own. And Marquette's own, Marquette grad.
Oh, that's right.
Also,
I'd forgotten about that.
Dwayne Wade, I believe, over the weekend was at Marquette for their game and announced that he was giving a like $1 million, like some humongous donation so that they can get a new facility.
Really?
A new basketball facility.
Wow,
yeah.
Cool.
Dwayne Wade is the real deal, people. Like the guy on the court that fall down 9 times, get up 10, that guy. Mm-hmm. That guy who, sheer grit. Is where got him where he was. It was very talented player, mm-hmm. but nobody ever said Dwayne Wade had the best shot they ever seen, or that you're scared of Dwayne at this part on the court or anything. It's him getting in the lane and him being willing to with these 7-foot trees and these monsters, and him just going in there and be like, I can hang with you. I can literally hang with you. I can get as high as you can. I can be as strong as you are. And you knock me down, I'm going to get right back up and win mm-hmm. championships doing it. And he's been a champion off the court, too. His as great as an NBA player as he was, and he's one of my all-time favorites. What he has done for his child off court, blows all of that away. The way he has stood by his child, the way that he has stood by this moment in history and been on, and is, in my opinion, on the right side of history with this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Whew, man. And doing this in Florida, where he's been doing, where he's been living and doing a lot of this stuff with his wonderful wife and all that. Like, Dwayne Wade, many flowers to you, sir.
Yes.
Let's see. Oh, Zooey Deschanel is 44.
Hey.
Jessica Day on The New Girl. Of course, she sings with M. Ward as the duo of she and him.
Mm-hmm.
As an actress, she's been on Elf and Almost Famous and a bunch of other things. She was an underrated role of hers, and I'm glad they mentioned it on here. Trillian in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, I'd forgotten about that. That's right.
I love that movie so dang much. There are so many wonderful actors in there. Martin Sheen. You've got so many great actors in that one. It's a great movie.
Mm-hmm. And she's done some voiceover work, too. She was in Trolls.
That's right.
I would think she'd be a fantastic voice actor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and she can sing. Like, so, I mean, that helps, too. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Naven Andrews is 55, Alan Cumming, CIA contact and instinct. Good character actor. Mm-hmm. She was Saeed, he was Saeed on Lost.
Oh, okay.
He was great on Lost. He was a good actor on Lost. He did a good job on that show. The great Michelle Obama is 60.
She's only 60.
I put aside any politics or anything like that. However you feel about any of that stuff, this woman is amazing.
Yeah.
That woman is amazing. Mm-hmm. You got a problem with Michelle Obama? You got a problem with me? That's not only Chicago's own right there, but that is an incredibly strong human being.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't know. I anytime I hear her talk or I see things from her, I see that smile. I like her smile. Her smile reminds me a lot of Barbara Bush's. When Barbara Bush would smile, it'd make me like the same kind of thing. Like I like this in people, but I like people that make you when they smile, they make you smile. My dad's like that. My sister's like that. You know.
Yeah. Things,
she's great. Amazing.
Good stuff.
Really good author too. Very good writer.
And a lawyer.
And a great attorney. Thank you, Melissa. I meant to mention that right away, and I got rambling, and I didn't mention it. Yeah,
James. That's
like 90% of the show. Jim Carrey is 62.
Wow.
I don't know where we even begin with Jim Carrey.
It's a hard one.
Yeah, especially.
He's got a fascinating beard right now.
Yeah, he does. He's had quite he's 62. I understand he's older and everything, but it feels like the comedic Jim Carrey we've lost. Like he's gone now.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have him. He doesn't do as much of that anymore. Mm-hmm. Even in the Sonic movie where he was the bad guy and stuff, you didn't see a lot of the stretchy face stuff and a lot of those things.
No, there was a lot of silliness in there, but yeah, you're right. It's not the same Jim Carrey that came up that we remember from when he came
up.
Would
we want that? Though? I like that he's evolving into something else.
Yes, Melissa.
Very good point.
And I apologize because we're on the same wavelength again.
I'm okay with this one, James.
Okay.
Surprisingly enough.
It's so seldom we get to see this with an actor who is kind of typed. Jim Carrey is a comedic actor. He's a funny actor. He's a silly guy. He makes the funny, stretchy faces and Fire Marshal Bill and all these characters and stuff. And we've seen him do some serious work with the Truman Show and everything. But that's okay. Now come back to comedy. Go make your face stretch and fun and do funny stuff and everything. And Jim Carrey's like, I don't want to do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into other things, and I'm an older man. And in my 50s, I don't think it's very. I don't feel very
it's
like
kinda
a 50
weird,
year old.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should be doing that stuff and everything. So that happens all the time in acting and comedy and all this stuff. And then we never hear from that person again. Jim Carrey has stayed relevant. Jim Carrey's career has not dipped. He's just done different projects. The TV show Kidding that he did on Showtime, people talk about his acting all day. Like, his performance in that was incredible. A lot of people really enjoyed that TV show. The work in The Truman Show is beautiful. His work in The Truman Show is beautiful. He's an all-around good actor. If you don't believe me, watch him as Andy Kaufman. Like Man in the Moon. Watch that. I'm not saying it's a great movie, but his performance is amazing. His performance is fantastic.
And then watch the behind the scenes and see how weird he got about it.
Yeah.
He put a lot of work into it, in other words. Yeah, he did.
Suzanne Hoffs is 65, lead singer for the Bengals.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. Nice.
1986's Different Light featured Walk Like an Egyptian, Manic Monday, If She Knew What She Wants, Hazy Shade of Winter, Eternal Flame, and In Your Room. All on one album.
It's amazing. Another group, quote unquote, discovered by our man Prince.
Yes, yes.
Yep, he gave them some songs, and they were on their way.
I am from this era. I remember every one of those songs. There's no way I believe that was all on one album. That's incredible.
That's pretty crazy.
Oh, okay, Eternal Flame and In Your Room weren't. Okay.
Okay.
But, I mean, still like four or five hits on that first album. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. One of the hardest working men in show business, Steve Harvey, is 67.
What hasn't he done? That's the question. Yeah, we have to go to that list.
Yeah, whatever you want to say about the guy, you can't deny he is working hard. He's all over daytime TV.
Yeah.
He's, you know. Steve Earle, 69. We celebrated him on the Sunrise Show. Country rocker who sang Copperhead Road. He's the father of singer and of Justin Townes Earle.
Yes. Love me, Steve Earle. Mm. He's awesome.
Yeah. Mick Taylor is 75. Rolling Stones guitarist from 69 to 74. Maury Povich, it is your birthday. 85th birthday for Maury Povich. It's a reach.
It was, but still. another interesting guy, you know.
He's been out and about, too, every once in a while.
Yeah, we've seen him recently, yeah.
And we wrap up with people still with us with the great James Earl Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, greatest voice.
I've rambled enough about getting to meet him and getting the chance to hear him speak and just incredible guy.
I'm just happy he's still with us.
Yes.
For now, and I'm glad we can still celebrate him. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you can make the argument the best voice we've ever heard in like entertainment, but not celebrated nearly enough for his talent. Mm-hmm. We talk about his voice, we talk about James Earl Jones, and you ain't going to hear anybody say anything bad about him. But I don't feel like we give him enough credit as an actor. Watch The Great White Hope. Watch that movie, man. If you never watch anything of James Earl Jones, Field of Dreams is a cute movie. It's nice. That's not him, his acting. That's his performance, and he does an amazing job in it. He's the best part of the movie, if you ask me. Mm. But you want to see him act. You want to see Broadway James Earl Jones. You want to see why he is one of the greatest actors of all time. Watch The Great White Hope. Watch movies like that. His young James Earl Jones, woo, woo, the force
You know, go ahead, Melissa.
I just was going to say, I haven't seen Coming to America yet, the second one, but he was in that.
Yeah, he was great in it, too.
You know, just 3 years ago.
Yeah, he only had a couple lines in it, but he was really good in it.
You know,
Still, yes.
Something you touched on, James, and the reason we don't have a whole lot to watch on, he was primarily a stage actor.
Yeah.
And that's why, at his best, he was on the stage. And unfortunately, you know, we don't really have, you know, they don't have a lot of the films. Unless you go see him act. Yeah. That was his primary love. And he did movies and TV and stuff for money. But the stage was his first and biggest love. So,
and I'm going to warn you and the audience right now, we're going a little long in this segment because of the remaining birthdays. Betty White, born on this day in 1922. Mm-hmm. We all love Betty White and miss her. She was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Such a great actress. Nicely done, Melissa. did such amazing work off the court with the work for Animals that she did and the passion she had for that. If her career had gone the way it did and kind of dipped when it did, and we saw the rise of her really doing a lot of commercials and a lot of interviews with Animals and promoting that, there's a chance that that's where the rest of her career went, and she'd have been perfectly fine with that.
Oh, she would have, yeah.
Muhammad Ali, born in this day in 1942, greatest boxer of all time. Period.
End of sentence.
We can have plenty of conversations, and with sports, you can never say, "Well, you know, Rocky Marciano went undefeated," or you know, "Buster Douglas did this," or whatever, and everything. Nobody did what Ali did. Nobody. Imagine being world famous. Like there are people in villages that have no radio that know who you are. That's how famous you are. Pre-internet, everybody's got a TV in their home. Everybody's got cable, all these things. Muhammad Ali also changed the style of boxing with the coming into the game and evolving. He came in as a fighter, as a guy who could fight with left and right and both sides. Ends up getting older, leaving the game a little bit, comes back and invents the rope-a-dope. Every person that Ali lost to went back and fought and beat him, and sometimes beat him twice. Mm-hmm. Just a remarkable, incredible human being and career.
And you're so right. Every single thing you said. But I think this is one of the few areas where James and I would disagree on this one. We're not going to bore you with a debate about it right now. We're not going to do that, but because I'm Joe Louis.
Lewis, I get it.
Can we include some rope-a-dope, though? Because I think that would be funny then.
Yeah. Nice. I like that. Well done, Melissa. Melissa always brings us back.
Although I have to give Muhammad Ali credit for his way with words, man. He could talk like nobody. It was amazing. He came up with stuff on the fly. It's great.
I think it's a close race between Yogi Berra and Muhammad Ali of the greatest quotes in sports history. The wonderful Eartha Kitt, born on this day in 1927. The first black Catwoman, the original in the original Batman.
Yep.
And for many of us, are still our Catwoman.
She's awesome.
She's amazing. That voice.
Also
that
a wonderful
voice.
Singer, yes.
Yes, yeah, dancer. Yeah. I mean, she was again very underappreciated because she did a lot of her stuff on stage. Yeah. She was in a couple of shows and movies, but man, when she was just one of a kind, absolutely one of a kind.
The amazing Sherry Lewis, born in this day in 1933, lamb chop ventriloquist.
Yeah, lamb chops, play along, just come along.
As a kid, I loved her. I loved her as a kid.
Lamb chop is the best.
Yeah, I loved lamb chop so much. I got my fur brother Sam, or our dog Zeppelin. I got a lamb chop toy, dog toy, and I got one for Sam too. And it's just kind of a thing I do now for the dogs in my life. I get all of them a lamb chop.
Give them a lamb chop.
Andy Kaufman, born on this day in 1949, comedy genius.
Wow.
They have Jim Carrey and him celebrate a birthday together.
I did not know that.
Wow.
I only know because we do this. I've been doing this
for
years.
Many years, yeah.
That's the only reason. But I think that's so cool. That's so interesting to me. And not too surprising.
Not too surprising when
you look at them through. Mm-hmm. And Al Capone, born in this day in 1899, passed away in 1947. Al Capone was a dark human being, was an evil guy, and there are a lot of things that we can say about him that are all true and not very nice and not very complimentary. And at the same time, if you are an Italian-American, you have to give respect to Mr. Capone because our people had nothing in this country and were given nothing in this country. Al Capone changed a lot of that. Whether we like it or not, this goes back to the bootlegging stories and everything, where so many of our quote-unquote royal families, like the Kennedys and Rockefellers and everything, look at where they made some of that money.
Hey, I wonder if it's National Bootlegging Day. I wonder if that's also because Al Capone was born on this day. That's how he made his money, was bootlegging.
And one of the fathers of our country, Benjamin Franklin, born on this day in 1706, passed away in 1790.
Oh, my goodness.
Again.
Very different men.
Very different. But at the same time, as history has told us, there's plenty of things we can judge and plenty of things that you can say that are both positive and negative about that human being. And that this country would not be where it is without Benjamin Franklin.
Absolutely.
You could chew gum and walk at the same time. You can be able to look at a human being and hold them accountable and look at the things that you judge or it's not so much judge, but history does.
Right.
And also look at the good and the positive. You got to be able to do both in life.
One of the first world famous Americans,
Ben
Franklin, he was known the world over because of his inventions and being a diplomat and all the things
and
he did.
Scientist,
so, yep.
Philanthropist, businessman.
Also, one of the turkey is our national bird. he fought tooth and nail for that.
He did.
Like, he really, like, he was not going to let that go.
I actually think that would have been a better choice, though, really.
Well, his thoughts,
eagle is majestic, but it's also a what you call it?
Scavenger.
Not carnivore, scavenger.
It's a scavenger, yeah. But he was so, the turkey is so useful. You could do so much with a turkey. Yeah.
It's true. Although, with the way, but I think one thing to keep in mind here that he couldn't have known, of course, is Thanksgiving.
That's true.
We wouldn't be eating turkey for Thanksgiving if our national bird was the turkey.
That's true.
We would. Why wouldn't we?
Oh, I don't think for a heartbeat we would. I don't think at all. I think
maybe
that completely
at first,
changes.
Yeah.
I think it completely changes Thanksgiving. I think it does.
And then it's
the
ham.
Wasn't the original, dish at Thanksgiving anyway.
That's true.
True.
Maybe we would stuck with like venison or something instead of that.
Maybe. Again, happy birthday to David and Paula, and a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Monty Rainey. Congratulations to you. Keep getting us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody.
Happy birthday, everyone.
Happy birthday.
Stick around. The Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday is coming up with our friends from Quality Plus Printing right here on WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, where we're locally grown radio. 8:43 on the clock. We're going to be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing any moment now with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that. It's going to be fun. I do want to remind everybody that we have got a great event coming up with our Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They have brought their hot stove event back.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Awesome, awesome.
January 20th. Weekend. Yeah, this weekend at the Hotel Meade Conference Center's ballroom from 6 to 10. Join the Rafters for our wonderful program. They're going to preview the Rafters roster, upcoming promotions, and other thrilling insights into the team's plans for the upcoming season. Get a chance to look behind the curtain, look in the dugout with your Rafters, and join them for their hot stove event. I'm going to plan to be there, hope to be there at least.
Ooh, cool.
Looking forward to it. Want to do a little bit of reporting for Playmakers and get to talk to some of the guys and everything.
Awesome.
Got a fun season ahead for all of you with our Rafters. Looking forward to it. Get your tickets and find out more at NorthwoodsLeague.com, NorthwoodsLeague.com. Every Wednesday, we are joined by our great friends over at Quality Plus Printing with a Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Phil Hartley joins us. Phil, how you doing?
Yeah, doing well. Lord knows we could use a little hot stove today.
Yeah. Hot anything, sure. Right? Yeah.
I mean, even like it's getting to the point where we're just going to say warm words, just hoping they warm us up a little bit. Ooh, Maui.
Ooh,
fire.
Feeling good. Yeah.
That felt good. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, I felt that. Ooh, yeah. Phil, thank you so much for joining us. I hope we didn't use any of the words that you were going to have.
No, it's funny. The Rafters have been in the last couple of days getting some materials ready for this weekend and stuff, so I'm looking forward to it, too. How blessed are we with the Rafters and the River Kings, right?
Yeah. No kidding.
And since you bring it up, Phil, that's a great place to start. What kind of other projects have you been up to since the last time you joined us?
Yeah, we've been a little bit of everything. Nothing huge, but some local manufacturers, some school department work that we've done for the and like I've told you before, elections are good, and we should have one every week.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, there's some local elections coming up, and we're seeing some small business from that as well, which we're proud to do, and people want to inform people of their views and what their platforms are, and we're happy to help with that.
And it's, I got to say, too, if I am a politician or if I am somebody getting into this game, it seems pretty smart to work with a local publisher and to show that you're working with a local business. That goes over pretty darn good.
That's a
good idea. Reach out to our friends at Quality Plus. And we got a whole year of this, a whole year of election stuff and everything. So going to be plenty of printing needs over there at Quality Plus.
Yeah.
Phil, what is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday?
All right, we're going classic here. We're going with a French word with a little accent on it. We're going to go with touche.
Oh, yes.
Touche.
Yes. Oh, I love touche.
The word many of us use and don't know the actual meaning of.
Right.
So
right.
Please enlighten us, Phil.
So touche, touche with a little accent, guy. A little accent. So, yeah, I mean, it does have some use in fencing.
Yes.
But the main use, of course, is when someone makes a clever point, when you're in a little argument or in a discussion and you say, oh, touche.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite words, part because I learned it when I was a little kid, and I thought it was so fancy. I thought it was so like a great counter and a great comeback or whatever.
Like big stuff.
But I didn't use it properly, any time when I was young, when I was little. Like my dad would make a joke at me or something. I'd say touche or something like that. He'd just look at me. Just
what
like,
are you doing?
Such a fun word, though. It's a great one. I did see whenever Phil gives us these words, I like to keep track of them and log them in and put it in the computer and just to see the actual like a specific definition of it and everything. One of the comments is touche a compliment? And I never thought of that before. Like if it's a compliment or not, that's an interesting comment or on it.
Well, yeah, because you kind of if you're one upping somebody in an argument or a discussion,
right.
Touche, yeah.
And it's a nice way of acknowledging they made a good point without being like bitter about it.
Yeah.
Like touche, it's a way that you can do it without like losing face, I guess is a way of putting it.
Well, a good way to put it. That's a great word, Phil.
Yeah, we'll have to go with that one. See if we can use it throughout the day here.
Yeah,
that's right.
Phil, we encourage people to head on over with any kind of projects that they have in mind or maybe some that they've imagined because we always like to push the envelope. A little bit. I didn't mean to do that. I really did. But we do. We like to push the envelope over at Quality Plus Printing. So you got ideas, go ahead and bring them to Phil and the gang and see what they can do.
Touche. You know, I want people to just come and like have anything printed, just to take the paper home and burn it. You know.
Yes. Yeah. I mean that. I mean, right now, just to stay warm. It's not a bad idea. Yeah. It's not a bad idea at all. I want to thank you, Phil, not only for joining us and having fun with us every week, but you backing our station and being supporting our station, being a teammate of ours, Quality Plus Printing, sponsoring Playmakers, doing a segment like this. Love and appreciate working with you, brother. You have yourselves a great day. And say hi to your team over there, okay?
Will do. Thanks, you guys. And again, so appreciate local radio. Happy to do so.
You guys stay warm over there, Phil.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll try.
See if there's good luck. See if they're staying warm over at 3515 East Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. They're open right now. Give them a call, 715-423-7440. That's 423-7440. Be sure to like and subscribe to their Facebook page. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the things that they are doing. And every once in a while, you can see that cute baby.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's getting older all the time, though. Yeah, wow. Yeah.
Be sure to check that out. Visit our friends at Quality Plus Printing at 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. We'll take a timeout and we'll come back because we got some good stuff to get into. We got to talk about millionaires.
Do we have to?
Yeah, sort of. It's sort of. We're sort of talking about
all
that.
Right,
it's coming up on the morning show here at WFHR.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs.
I could kill the piano in this. I could do the piano in this real good.
I
was just practicing. I was doing my air piano over here. And I'm like, I could do this. I could just hit this one note over and over.
It's actually a chord, but yes.
It's a chord. Yeah.
More than one note. Piano.
I'm showing my music brain right now. Like, I like notes. I like
piano
sounds.
With one key. I can do
ding,
this.
Ding, ding, ding. I'm a musician. Went down a rabbit hole of Beatles music this weekend.
That's so easy to do, man.
You listen to one song, and it's
just
like a
draws you in. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Pulls you in, man. I couldn't help it. Remember when you were a kid and the classic money goal was, I want to be a millionaire? Well, good news. The average American in their 50s now has a net worth of $1.1 million to $1.4 million. That's true.
The average?
The average,
really?
Yep, the average American in their 50s.
In their 50s, okay.
It's true, although it's heavily skewed by super rich people.
That's the thing, yeah.
Most people are not average. They're either millionaires many times over, or they can't afford to keep Disney Plus. The median net worth for Americans in their 50s is about $300,000, and that includes property and retirement accounts. So since having $1 million is complicated, a new survey asked people what they'd need to say they financially made it in life.
Ooh, okay.
And the number one answer was being financially independent and not having to rely on others for money. Mm. The average American says that they need to make at least $94,000 a year to feel financially independent.
Wow.
Because most of us have so much debt.
Right.
At this point, you are correct.
Other popular responses were moving up in your career, setting into a job that you love, or settling into a job that you love, making a certain amount of money, not having to work at all, and being able to spend and pay bills without worrying about money.
Mm. Yeah. That one is so important for so many people. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember my my mom saying this that you know one day we'll be able to go shopping and we won't have to look at the tags. And it was silly, and she was being silly and just kind of making me and my sister laugh and everything. But it stuck with me.
Yeah, I have heard other people say the same thing, being able to go to the grocery store and not having to like figure out budgeting while you're shopping to make sure you can afford it. Yeah. Yes.
Now we can do it on our cell phones, but my mother used to do it on a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, she had her list on the piece of paper, and she'd write the price down and tally it with every item she put in the cart.
Yep, that's right.
My mom had had the paper and had a little blue calculator that my dad gave her. Hey, babe, when I'm not here. That was exactly what he said, because his brain is a calculator.
Right.
So she would every mm-hmm. single item, and she would include the tax, everything.
Yeah.
My biggest dream is to be able to give my mother and father a blank check, just a blank check, and sure. Like, hey, do you guys want to build your own home? Hey, do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? Do it.
Yep.
They've earned it. They've earned it. They are two of the hardest working human beings I will ever know in my life. Mm-hmm. Both my parents worked 40-plus hour weeks my whole life, basically, and gotten to this point where they're retired, and they're supposed to be comfortable now. They're supposed to not need help from their son, things like that and everything. But we all understand the world that we live in.
Yeah.
It's a lot different.
And like I was going to say, you take your parents and multiply that by millions.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are in the exact same boat.
Same place.
Exactly.
But I got to tell you, James, newsflash, in the profession you're in, you're probably going to need to start buying lottery tickets.
go with chance. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the lottery commission is built on that.
That's true.
People like us in this workforce and all that.
Oh, man.
I would say for me, the two biggest things is as far as the end of this list, popular responses of, okay, how I've made it, or I feel comfortable in life, or feel good in life, or any of these phrases you want to use, setting into a job that you love, settling into a job you love. Mm-hmm. I think that's a huge part of life. Whatever the price is, whatever amount of money you're making and everything, mm-hmm. I think that's a big part of it. And being able to spend and pay bills without worrying about your money. I'm not talking about like you just open up the internet and buy everything and you don't have to care in the world.
Right.
No, but you can take care of your daily needs and a few of your wants.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I think
most people are looking towards something like that. Would be nice.
Mm-hmm. Right. This article, I hope that this article also brings home, because I wanted to bring it to home every chance we get, the difference in the top 1% and the rest of us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
It's such a stark difference.
Oh,
money
yeah.
doesn't mean anything to them.
No.
It really doesn't.
And yet they need to keep getting more.
Getting yeah. more?
That's the weird thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a kind
of
psychosis or something. It's just so weird. Yeah.
It's a dang shame.
Yeah.
We need a palate cleanser to end the hour. And we're going to do it by giving something away.
Woohoo! Woo!
MJ The Illusion is a one-of-a-kind music concert that will take you on a journey through the music, performance, and visuals of the King of Pop, Michael Jackson. Michael Knight portrays Michael Jackson, and while most tribute artists learn to imitate their idols by watching videos over and over again, Michael Knight took a different approach. He sought out the backup dancer and choreographer for Michael Jackson's Immortal, Travis Payne, and contacted him to help understand and recreate MJ's dance moves. Additionally, in 2014, Knight received vocal training from Jackson's longtime vocal coach, Seth Riggs.
Wow. Ooh, shout out to Seth. Yeah.
You can get your tickets for this show. Get them at this show is going to be Thursday, January 25th at 7:30 at the beautiful Performing Arts Center right here in Wisconsin
that's
Rapids.
My birthday.
That's right. I knew it looked familiar to me. Oh, awesome. You can get your tickets online at savorthearts.com, savorthearts.com, or you can give them a call at 424-2787, 424-2787. You can, for personal assistance, reach out to them Monday through Thursday, 10 to 2:30, or stop by their office at 1040 East Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Be able to do all of that. Want to do a big shout out to the sponsor of the show, Stifel, the Cost Wealth Management Team, and Point and Plover Publication, Solaris, and Quality Plus Printing.
Mm-hmm.
All a part of sponsoring this great show. How would you like to go, everybody?
For free.
How would you like to go and go for free?
Woo!
Yes. We have two tickets right here to go ahead and see this show. All you got to do is call up 424-2600 and tell us your favorite Michael Jackson song.
There's lots to choose from.
Yeah,
probably not hard.
Anyone you could throw out there.
Mm-hmm. It may be for Michael Jackson fans because so many.
Might be.
Yeah.
So many favorites.
I've always liked Billie Jean.
It's a good one.
Smooth Criminal, man. And Michael could do the lean. Michael can do the lean, man. The lean that he does in Smooth Criminal, he can do that.
Oh, that's so
impressive.
Amazing.
Yeah. We spent a good minute or two in that interview talking about moonwalking, too. It's great.
I'm telling you, look him up on YouTube. He can do it. He can do it just perfect.
Check him out and check out more and get your tickets at savorthearts.com and got a lot of other great shows coming up over there at the PAC. We'll be talking about that and more right here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.